Dr. Patrick Hughes sees an increasing number of unhealthy, overweight youth and worries who will care for them if they become sick adults. He says the country's medical system could be overwhelmed if there's a spike in heart disease and diabetes, ailments already occurring at high levels.
I think what it means for the future is really pretty bleak. If we measure these things in childhood, does it really mean that children are destined to have disease later in life? People can always change what they do, but when they acquire these risk factors, they tend to hold on to them throughout the remainder of their life.
Hughes is with the Cardiovascular Research and Education Foundation. He and other doctors studied the cholesterol, blood pressure, and lifestyle habits of 500 school kids in Wausau. It's a demographic group Hughes says is representative of other kids in the country when it comes to smoking rates and obesity.
This type of research has been done before, but we were really surprised at what we found.
Most people don't think about getting their cholesterol checked until middle age, yet tests done on second graders in western Wisconsin shows those youngsters had the most so-called bad fat in their blood of any age group studied. Researchers used conservative measurements. Hughes says they were not striving for a certain conclusion.
We really wanted to avoid sensationalizing this. We wanted to avoid a circumstance where people would discount the information that we provided them with because they thought that we adjusted the variables to make things look worse than they were.
Researchers found Wausau students generally had high blood pressure and cholesterol and low levels of exercise. The students were eating less than half the recommended amounts of fruit and vegetables, and soda intake rose with age. The study found students tripled their weekly consumption of soda from grade 2 to 11. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.